How do you do? Can't do it. Just let her go. There it is, already moving. See? Just stand there a minute. A woman's powerfully in trouble. That's it. See? The woman's suffering with an extreme nervousness. And she's lost one of her senses. I see you trying to... It's smelling. You've lost your sense of smelling. That's what you wanted, Braid Bar. I know that. You're going to receive it, so don't worry. You smell now. You can smell right now. See? Her hand go up. I seen that light.
My stripes were...
That's right.
Hallelujah.
And you want prayer for that son, too, don't you? It's mental trouble. And he's unsaved. And you want prayer for him. You're going to receive it. Go on your road rejoicing and thank God for his goodness. All right. Come, sir. It's all right. Just have to let it go. Too weak to bring myself back again.
I beg you raise your hand too that we were strangers to each other. All right. Now, if the Lord Jesus can reveal to me something that's wrong with you or something some way, you would believe that this lifeline that the church is actually planted in God. Jesus said, that day you'll know that I'm in the Father's in me, and I in you, and you in me. See? It's that life of God flowing right down through the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Right down into the church, see? Makes us one. We're branches. We're representatives of His. If you believe that, that foot trouble would leave you. Would you believe it?
I believe.
All right. You can have it. And your husband there would be healed also. You believe he would?
Yes.
Of the hernia, do you, sir, believe it should be healed? You do. Got a daughter also. Spirit of some spiritual trouble. You come from the north coming this way. You come down the highway, you're from Austin. Your name is Miss White. That's thus saith the Lord. If thou canst believe, all things are possible. The life of the life of Christ in the branch.
Hallelujah.
The branch is not Branham Tabernacle. Branch is not William Branham. The branch is whosoever will be plucked up out of your unbelief and planted into Him.
The man's a stranger. I do not know him. God knows him. I don't. He's probably older than I. We're probably born years apart and miles apart, but God knows us both. You believe the Lord Jesus could tell me something about you? Now, if I'd say, you're sick, sir, you're going to get well, that'd be all right. That's fine. But yet, you wouldn't know whether I was just guessing at that or not. But if the Holy Spirit will go tell you something that you have been or have done, or something you know I know nothing about. And if he knows what has been, he'll certainly know what will be. Is that right? You believe that? Raise your hand now, see? All right. We won't take too many of these because it's a weakening. The Son of God, a woman touched his garment, he got weak. And I'm just a servant of Christ. The man, I see him moving. It's something about eating. It's his stomach. Got stomach trouble. That's right. And it's caused from a nervous condition. You got a nervousness. And you also got something, it's sinus up here. You got a bad throat. And you've had a tonsil operation, and it's bad in your throat. That's true. You believe?
It wouldn't heal up.
It wouldn't heal up.
10 more wouldn't start to heal.
All right. You believe me to be his servant, the servant of the Lord? Now, if that's right, wave your hand to the people like this so they can see that what was said is true.
That's all true, what he said.
You hear that? All true. You say, I maybe guessed at it. Now, just while we're taking our time with this man, let's go back. I don't know what it was, sir, but whatever it is, now you just listen close and see what he says, because it's not me speaking. If I speak and you're trying to say something, I don't mean to be rude, but I can't. I'm just talking, I'm looking, there's something happening, and I've just got to speak. It's not me speaking, it's him. Yes, I see it come back. It's something about an operation. Yes, it was in the throat. That's right. And the man, there's something about a minister. Oh, you've got a son that's a minister, a preacher's son. That's right. You believe God knows who you are? Could he tell me who you are? Would it help you, Mr. Martin?
Yes.
That's exactly right. Now go home and be well. And come and be all right. God bless you. The Lord Jesus shall reveal to me something about the man, like he did when Philip come to him, and went and got Nathanael, rather. If the Lord Jesus will tell me, now the man may be sick, it may be finances, I don't know, I've never seen him. We're just strangers meeting our first time. But if God is in his people, and God would be in him to give him faith to believe that the Holy Spirit's here to do that, and then the Holy Spirit, by a divine gift that he gave me, to let me just submit myself to him, just commit myself, brother. And he had used my lips to tell this man what he's here about, or something about him that he knows that I do not know. Would it make you all believe? All right. Make you believe too, brother?
It would. I believe.
You believe. All right. All right. Now may the Lord grant these things. And if he does, we'll be praising the Lord for it. Now, first time seeing the man, but if the Lord Jesus, the Son of God, who I'm trusting now, will reveal to me what the man is here for, he will have honor and glory to his name. As I'm looking at the man, if the people can see that light between me and the man, that's the picture you find here. It's the Holy Spirit, and there is a woman appearing, which is quite an aged woman. And it's the man's mother, and he's here for prayer for her. That is right.
Amen.
Do you believe that the Holy Spirit can tell me what your trouble is, or your person's trouble, the loved one that you're praying for?
Amen.
Her, I see it's something with a stereoscope. No, it's a heart trouble. And she isn't here. She lives away from here. She's in a wooded country where there's lots of woods, and it's Arkansas. She's from Arkansas. That's true. And I see a younger woman. That's your wife. She is here. And she has something like a lump in her side. That's thus saith the Lord.
Thank you.
Be the judge. Is that true?
Yes, sir.
Go you believe now?
I believe.
You'll find it just the way you have believed. Now go and receive it in the name of the Lord Jesus. Are we strangers to one another? The Lord knows us both. Do you believe God can reveal to me something about you, your trouble? I was looking. I believe the other two was man. Wasn't that right, Billy? And this is a woman. I just so that you can see there's no difference to God. The woman has a nervous condition she's suffering with. And then you've got varicose veins. That's right, isn't it? If that's right, raise up your hand. All right? Now, do you believe out there, all you women and you man? There's something else on the woman. There's something else that's bothering her, because I feel her spirit. She wasn't just exactly struck the right thing. That's exactly right. See? There's something else. Let's see. Yes, it's a growth. And the growth's in your nose. That's right, isn't it? You believe God knows you? All right, Miss Ruth Johnson, you can go home now and be well. Amen. I don't know you, do I? Jesus Christ knows you. Is that right? If God will reveal to me what your trouble, you believe me to be his servant? All right. You've got nervousness? Complications? That's right. Got somebody on your heart you're praying for.
Yes.
That's the main thing.
Yes.
It's your son.
Yes.
And he's an alcoholic.
Yes.
Not only that, but he's a dope addict. That's right. You believe that God will heal him? Then as you have believed, so be it unto you. This man sitting here with the gray suit on is kind of looking and kind of wondering. What do you think about it, sir? You believe? You don't know what to do, do you? Maybe if I tell you, if you'd believe right now, that heart trouble would leave you. What about that? Would you believe it with all your heart? You do believe it now? Raise up your hands then and get out of that old stoop. Come on. Raise up to your feet and accept your healing and be made well. Jesus Christ heals you. Amen. What a feeling that is. Amen. God bless you, sir. Go home. See, it just takes a little something to happen to you. What do you think about it? You helped him up there, lady. That's a nice thing to do, sitting next to him there. That's very nice. I appreciate that. So did God. I don't know you, do I? But God does know you, doesn't he? You're in trouble also. Isn't that right? You believe God can tell me what your trouble is with all your heart? Well, you just have complications. The doctor don't even know what to say is the matter with you. You've been in and out of hospitals and operations and everything. Isn't that right? If that's true, stand on your feet. If you believe Jesus makes you well now, raise up your hand and say, praise the Lord. All right, go home and be well. The hospital days are over for you. You believe God? You believe the Lord, sister, with all your heart? You're aware something's going on, see? That feeling, that real sweet, kind feeling, isn't that right? If that's right, raise up your hand so people see. Real sweet and kind. Because between me and you, there's an angel of the Lord, that light. You've got a growth. That growth in your head. You're scared. If God will tell me who you are, will you believe me? Don't doubt. Believe. Mrs. Boyle, go home. Jesus Christ will make you well. Have faith in God. Now the woman standing here is also a stranger. I do not know you. You don't know me. No more than you know me just by reading or something like that. That's right. Now if the Holy Spirit will reveal to me what you're here for, will you believe it to be him? You know it'll have to... You'll know it. Well, that's fine. The lady is suffering with a high blood pressure. I see you put that around your arm and pump that little thing up, and it said and it was too much, even for your age, and your eyes are bad.
That's right.
Another thing is you pointed your finger towards your eyes then, and it might make a slip for somewhere to the people out there that they might think I said that, but I've seen that anyhow. Let's stop again and talk a minute. Yeah. There's something wrong with your throat also.
That's right.
And your throat stops up, and you have to take some kind of drug to open it up.
No.
Yes, and then you have another thing, something about your... It's a swallowing of something. If you will believe with all your heart, your high blood pressure and everything will leave you, and you can go and be made well. You believe
praise
it?
God.
Go and rejoice
thank
and say,
you,
thank
Jesus.
You, Lord
thank
Jesus.
You.
Amen. Do you believe? Here's something. I saw a vision a few minutes ago of a woman having something wrong with the throat. It's this woman here. She's had an operation for it. You believe that God will hear and answer prayer for you? You do believe it. Margaret, that's your name. You're a lady preacher. Go on your road and rejoice. God's going to make you well. Amen. God bless you, sister.
Bless you, Brother Branham.
I don't know who she is, where she come from, nothing, and how she might be financially in trouble, she might be spiritually in trouble, she might be physically in trouble, I don't know. But if God would reveal to me about her, how many would believe them with all your heart? All right, be reverent now. You just stand there, lady. You be the judge. And may the Lord add his blessings. For this right now, the word from God could prove whether I told the truth or not. That's right. So he's able to do it. Whether he will or not, that I don't know. But I see you've had an examination by a doctor, and it's the stones, gallstones and kidney stones or something, that's right, in the stones. That's exactly right, and you should be operated on for it, he thinks. If that's true, raise up your hand. Now, do you believe? Now that they might cover over every guess, so that the critic might not be able to criticize. Now you get ready. And if something else is told the woman, I don't say he will, but if it is, then you just rejoice and take a hold of that Holy Spirit that's in the building right now and hold on to it. And you out there in Radio Land do the same thing. I don't know what I told you, but whatever it was with the truth, I remember you raising your hand. See, it's another world. It's a spirit world you go into to see something that has happened. Yes, I see it coming back again, rather strong-looking man, giving an examination, gallstones, that's right, and stones in the kidney, suggest an operation. You're from out of town. You're from the east.
Phoenix,
Arizona. Yes, sir. And if God will tell me what your name is, will help you? Mrs. Rose Wagner, you can go home now and be made well. God bless you. All right. God bless you. God bless you. That woman keeps appearing. It was just here on the platform just a few minutes ago. Where did she go that was healed? A woman... Or set her stand way back in the audience. Look this way. I keep seeing you stand here. Yes, it's something on your heart you're praying for. It's your brother. He's got heart trouble over there from you. But he's not from Arizona. Be it you spoke it out here at the platform, Arizona. He's not from Arizona. He's from Indiana. Indianapolis, Indiana. Go home, sir. Jesus Christ makes you well. Do you see the Holy Spirit? The man not... Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever. Hold to God's unchanging hand and His promises. You can have what you ask for. You have cancer that's shattered to death. You only have one hope. That's in Jesus Christ. Do you believe that if Jesus Christ, so concerned, would know what you're here for and would reveal to me what your trouble is, do you believe that He'll make you well now? If I'll tell you where the cancer is located, well, it's in the bladder.
That's right.
Is that right?
That's right.
Now, you believing?
I am believing.
All right, you can go home in Jesus Christ. Make you well. God bless you. Amen. Have faith in God. Don't doubt. Believe with all your heart. If thou canst believe.
I don't know you. Never seen you, and you don't know me, I suppose. If that's true, raise your hand. We know not each other. We've never, pardon?
Never seen each other tonight.
Never seen me until tonight. Our first time meeting. But you are a believer.
Yes.
You're a Christian. And you're not here for yourself.
I'm not here.
You're here for a woman, a younger woman. And she's some relation to you. It's your daughter-in-law. And she has a bad case of arthritis. Now, if you believe me to be God's prophet, you have just come up from a sickness yourself.
Yes.
And that sickness is pneumonia.
Yes.
That's right, thus saith the Lord. You believe? Then come. Our Heavenly Father, I bless this woman in the name of the Lord Jesus, that your Holy Spirit
may be upon her, and that she may receive those things which she has asked for. For I ask them in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. God bless you, lady. And receive what you ask for. How do you do, sir? We are strangers to each other, I suppose, sir. I've never seen in all my life. But there's somebody here who knows you. He knows all about you. And he'll judge you at that day as he judges me. And we're two men that's met here. And if God, by the permission of the Holy Spirit, will reveal to me what you're here for, will you accept it just like the woman was, that he told her where her trouble was? And you will believe it with all your heart? Little lady sitting there looking so earnestly at me, your hand up like this. You got a little yellow thing here. You touched him. There's a light, if anyone can see it, hanging out over the woman. The lady was praying, and she was asking in her prayer for God to have me to call her. She's suffering with a lady's trouble, a female trouble. That's right, isn't it, lady? If what I've said is the truth, wave your hands back and forth. You got a drainage to that, haven't you? That happens at the bathroom, where only you and God know. You got an abscess on the ovary. That's right, wave your hand back and forth. But you're healed now. You touch the high priest. Go and God's peace be with you. Do you understand? The woman with no prayer card, nothing, not on the platform, she touched this night that Scripture's fulfilled in your eyes. How can you doubt? Excuse me, sir. I can only minister as he chose. I can only say what I see. I'm not responsible for what happens. I'm only responsible for what I see. And I speak what I see. And what I see is the truth because he shows it. 47 years he's never said wrong. And he can't say wrong because he's God. I see you trying to get into something. You're in a spiritual world. You are desiring me to pray for you for a spiritual lift. That thus saith the Lord. I don't know your heart, sir, but God does know your heart. You know that. I see something else. A great seashore or something. Waters are moving. And there is a person that you're praying for, or it's far away, a sister of yours. And she's somewhere where it's of California. And she's a great long time worker in the Lord's work, and she's going blind. And you want me to pray for her. That's thus saith the Lord. Do you now believe? Our Heavenly Father, in the name of thy beloved Son, the Lord Jesus, I pray that you will help this man to receive that which he's asked for. In Christ's name I ask it. Amen. Don't doubt, sir. Go believing, and as you have believed, so shall you receive. Amen. I'll be real reverent. Pray, have faith in God.
little lady sitting here praying with a spinal condition in the neck. Right over here. You're from Baton Rouge. Miss Hans, stand up. Receive your healing. I don't know the woman, never seen her in my life. We're total strangers. If we're strangers, wave your hand, sister, so that they'll know. You have faith and believe. There's that angel standing right back here. See that light? Can't you see that? It's a woman's got a spiritual problem. Mrs. Haynes, her name. Miss Haynes, you believe with all your heart. He'll be all right. You accept it now? I don't know you. I've never seen you. A lady sitting by you there praying also. She has a bowel trouble. You believe God can tell me who you are, lady? Miss Jackson, you believe with all your heart. I challenge your faith. Here. If you people up in the audience, back there in the back, can hear me, you colored people, raise up your hands. Way up. Third from the end, I hear that colored lady suffering with a kidney trouble. The one sitting next to her suffering with kidney trouble also. You accept your healing? Raise up your hands if you accept your healing. All right? Go home. Christ makes you well. Have faith and believe. Don't doubt. God is here. You people know chairs and things. I can't heal you. I can tell you what's wrong with you, if you'll believe it. Spastic, polio, right in your back. If you believe with all your heart, you can move your chair and go home and be well, if you believe it. But you have to believe it with all your heart. Who's this laying here on a cot? That man? Yes. That's caused an operation. Running blind. It's true. Tumor operation on the brain. Paralyzed him, made him in that condition. I can't heal. But the Holy Spirit is here. Do you believe the angel of the Lord is in the midst of the people? Do you accept him as your healer? Our Heavenly Father, as I ask these people to lay their hands on each other and pray, I ask that you'll confirm your word further to say this. You said these signs shall follow them that believe. If they lay their hands on the sick, they shall recover. I pray thee, Father, just now, while your divine presence is with us, may each and every person that's in divine presence, as I feel myself weakening, may you, Father, heal every one of them. Let them know that it is thee. Be not afraid, it is I, saith the Holy Spirit. The only resource of help in the time of trouble. Come, everyone, receive the balm of Gilead. Be inoculated from all fears and doubts. Receive the Lord as your healer and Savior. In Jesus Christ's name, I ask it. Amen. I charge every man in here and every woman, boy and girl, in the name of Jesus Christ, whose presence is here, that knows that no mortal man could do these things on earth. It's right. It's absolutely got to be the Spirit of God, and I charge any clergyman to deny that the Bible doesn't promise this will happen just before the end time. See? And the Bible is fulfilled tonight. Jesus Christ, the resurrected one, the one you call the third person, is the same person that's in our midst now, working in our flesh as God worked in the flesh of his own Son, Jesus Christ, is working in the flesh of adopted children through Jesus Christ, as he promised. A little while and the unbeliever will see me no more, not to the end of the world, but ye shall see me, for I'll be with you even to the end of the world. Here he is tonight. I wonder tonight, in the presence of this great Holy One, how many of you
would like to have the prescription set over you? Would you like to come and accept Him as your Savior? Rise and go downstairs with us and be baptized.
Now the next thing, will He do it? Now you see where I'm standing? I am absolutely going to be found in a few minutes a false prophet or telling the truth.
Now, just real reverent, she's a fine person, but I'm come to you so tired. I've been 6 months on the field. I'm just about to, Brother Mercer met me a while ago and said, Brother Branham, you look like you're just about to faint and fall over. I said, I am. See? 6 months of this, sometimes 20 and 30 visions of a night, so it's killing me. Remember, one made virtue go out of him. What do you think it would do to me, a sinner, saved by his grace? Only because he said, more than this shall you do, for I go to the Father, the scriptures to be fulfilled. Now, if he will explain to me what you're here for, you'll know whether it's the truth or not. You know. The lady is very conscious of knowing there's something going on, which there is. I'm watching a light that's coming right down over her. And the lady is suffering with a real bad nervousness that she wants to be prayed for. That is right. Nervous. That is right, isn't it? And then you're just about to face an operation. That is right. That's for a growth. If God will tell me where the growth is, would you believe me to be His prophet? It's in your nose.
That's right.
That's right. Raise up your hand. Now, do you believe? There's anointing here somewhere. You're aware that something's going on, a real sweet feeling. Is that right? That's the Christ, the Holy Spirit. Now, just raise up your hand if that's right. You feel a real sweet feeling. Here it is. Now, this anointing, by this, I lay my hands upon my sister in the name of Jesus Christ to condemn all the works of the devil for her to be made with you. Thank you. God bless you, sister. Go in God's peace be with you. How do you do? Do you speak English? Are you Indian?
No. Mm-hmm.
Jewish. It's very fine. Oh, and you should. That's good. Here we are. You speak Hebrew? Yiddish?
Mm-hmm.
Here we are again. A Jewish standing here. Then it would be great to see Messiah. You know, as being a Jew, that Messiah was to be the prophet that Moses spoke of. He would be raised up. Is that right, my Jewish? Then I'm sure you wouldn't make the mistake that the temple priest did in the early days to reject it. You would believe that it would be Messiah. This is a biblical scene just at this time, friends. A Jewish woman who's taught to believe that the Messiah would be a prophet. Now, I'm not the Messiah. It's His Spirit, the Holy Spirit. That's what it is. See? We're just anointed with His Spirit. He is the vine. I'm just one of His branches. You are in a pretty bad condition. You're suffering with a tumor. That's right. Now, I keep feeling that coming from over here saying he's guessing that. I'm not guessing that. Now, remember, you can't hide your thoughts now. See? Here, she's a Jew. Just a moment. I don't know what he said was wrong with him. It's in another dimension, another world. Yes, it's a tumor, and it's a thyroid tumor. That is right, isn't it? And you suffer with a nervousness,
yes.
It's true. And then you have someone you are praying for. That's a child.
Yes.
And it's real extremely nervous. And it's IQ, the learning is not too well. You're praying for that. That is true. You're praying for a sister also that suffers tremendously nervousness. Mrs. Lick, your name, you can return. You have your request now.
Praise
Jesus,
Lord.
You believe He's Messiah now? Amen. God bless you. What about you in the audience? You believe with all your heart? He is Christ, the Son of God.
I suppose we're strangers to one another, are we, sir?
Yes, we are.
All right, sir, we're strangers. The Lord Jesus can reveal to me what your trouble is. Will you believe me?
Sure. I believe.
I hate to tell you this. You want me to tell you anyhow?
Yeah.
You're shattered. Cancer. You're shattered to death. You've had some habits you've got to give up. That's right. Will you do it?
Yes, sir.
Let me show you something. I feel another spirit moving in. The devil. You're trying to get right with God. Frankly, you've just been baptized.
That's right. Easter Sunday.
That lady sitting there with leukemia. You believe Jesus Christ make you well? If you have faith, He'll do that. You accept it? You believe He'll make you well? Have you got a prayer card? You don't. See, it's cancer too, sister. You don't have to have a prayer card. Raise up your hand to Christ. The lady sitting there with the little red coat laying across her eyes. Don't you all see that light hanging over the woman? I want to ask you something. You be honest with me. When I spoke cancer and death, something strange happened to you. But that like you had a funny feeling like come over you. That's right. That's right. Wave your hand so the people there see. See? It's death, too, on the woman. It's leukemia. Or that's what the doctor said. And he's right. Now you're both under the shadows of death. That dark streak coming from this, what is it? It's that devil in here called cancer. Cancer is a Greek word or a medical word, means crab. But it's a devil, the killer, a tormentor. It's on this man and in that woman. And see, he was calling for help to try to get this man to disbelieve it, and the Holy Spirit beat him to it and threw faith on the woman. She touched something. See, that devil thought he could get by with it? Will you both believe on Jesus Christ and step in as your healer? Raise your hand. Then in the name of Jesus Christ, I condemn that devil to leave you. Go be well. If there's anybody here that's a skeptic, you ought to be ashamed of yourself. You're worse off than they were.
Look here.
See this lady sitting right here? You're praying for that baby. Baby can't live on earth outside of God. You believe me to be God's prophet, His servant? I'll tell you what's wrong with the baby, and you believe it'll get well. If you're in contact enough to believe, the baby has a hole in its heart.
Glory to God.
If that's right, raise up your hand.
That's true.
You believe now? Put your hand on it. Just wait, you guys. God, I'll rebuke that devil. Let that baby be. In the name of Jesus Christ.
Now, the Messiah can, through a divine gift, come down and reveal to this woman what she's standing here for. What her trouble is the same as it did to that woman. If He would do it, would it still be the sign of Messiah to you all? Would you believe it? You that's never seen it, would you believe it? Raise your hand and say, I believe it. Never. Now, the lady be the judge. Now, if He knows you, sister, and you know I don't know you, do I? No, I'm a stranger. And if He can reveal to you your trouble or what you're here for, I don't know, you know that. But if He can reveal through me, to me, what you're here for, would you believe that you would get what you asked for? You would believe it. Well, may the Lord grant it. I want everyone quiet now. Be real quiet, be real reverent. Not just merely the lady is conscious that something's going on. And if anybody, brother, have you ever showed the picture of that angel of the Lord yet here?
They've seen it.
They've seen it. Okay. Now that's just what's right around close to her now. See? That light. It moves in. The lady comes in. If they can still hear me, the lady's going from me. And I see her. She's suffering with a tremendous nervous condition. Real, real nervous. And then she's got something on her hand. Not visible, but it's a breaking out. A rashing like that bothers her. It's caused from this nerve condition. That's true. Is that right, lady? If that's right, raise up your hand if that's right. All right. Now, do you believe? Now what? If I would talk to her more, more would be said. But it just breaks me into perspiration. It's so weakening. It's a vision. Now, right now, the only way that I know what was wrong with her is run that tape back and find it. See? Or what he said to her. But there was something. Now, just to talk with a woman so that you might know that there's something different. Just to talk to her, maybe he would show something else. It's just catching her spirit, yielding myself to the Holy Spirit, him standing between us, and just yielding, and he takes me and just begins to use my voice talking. He said he set in the church apostles, prophets, teachers, evangelists, and pastors. So we can't say one and not the other. And I'm not much of a preacher, but I was called. This I was born to do. In all my life it's come. Never one time has it failed, and never will, because it's of God. Now, the lady, it seems like that he would speak with her again by his grace. She moves from me, and I see her again. She's walking the floor, real nervously like, and she's looking on her hand. There's something on her hand which is a breaking out, a rashing. It's, and then she has something like a trouble in her head. It hurts like it's a sinus trouble she has in her head. And then again, she has a stomach trouble, which is a tumor in her stomach, and that was caused by a fall. That's exactly right.
Yes, Lord, sake.
Are you believe me to be a servant now?
Oh, yes, Jesus.
Now, see,
thank
without
you,
a shadow.
Lord, thank you,
now, that's him, the one who's at the well. Now, could I heal the woman? Certainly not.
Oh, Lord,
I can pray for her. I can pray, but I can't. Now, let us pray for her. Heavenly Father, whatever this woman is in need of, if Satan has bound her, we, through the name of Jesus Christ, take the initiative and ask for him to leave this woman. He be cast out in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Thank
now
you.
Go rejoicing and being happy, lady. All right, lady. Great moves here. Oh, how marvelous. If thou canst believe, is what he said. You believe, lady?
Yes.
With all your heart? If God will reveal to me what you're here for, lady, will you believe me to be his servant? Now, here's what the angel said. If you can get the people to believe you, not believe me as him, but believe that he sent me to help you. I'm
yes.
just his voice, see?
Yes.
I'm just his voice by vision, just like looking at anything you
yes.
see.
Yes, Lord, I
you believe it. God bless your heart. All right. May the Lord grant you your request. Will you have a real good one, lady? The first thing, you're nervous, as you'd actually be. Then you're seeking something. You're seeking God.
Yes.
You want a closer walk with God.
Yes.
You want the baptism of the Holy Ghost.
Yes,
that's
Father.
Exactly.
Oh, I even, yes,
yes.
I even take another church
you,
and to see if I can get it.
But you...
But see, he's disturbing me. I want to speak closer.
He's going to leave you.
Yes.
And you'll get the Holy Ghost.
Yes.
Now look, Eve was seeking new life when Satan deceived her.
Yes.
So now be careful. Go forward. I want to pray for you that God will give you the baptism of the Holy Ghost and give you your desires. Come here.
Oh, Thank you, Lord.
Lord Jesus,
thank you, Lord.
Grant this woman's blessing,
yes,
and may she receive the Holy Spirit, even in her own home this night, if possible, Lord,
yes,
or here at the church.
Yes,
grant
Lord.
That she will receive it.
Yes.
In Christ's name I ask it.
Yes,
amen.
Lord.
I go believing, sister. He knows it. He knows what you're after. He wouldn't reveal it to me. Now, John.
I sometimes feel like it's disturbing me. Then I ain't the Bible. Like a spirit that's a bad water. I have the Bible, you know, like a bad water. I said, put a Bible away. Then I take it and hug it and read, you know, sweet, sweet word of God. But like only thing, spirit, like he said something bad about the word of God. Maybe that's what he did right there, you see. But it'll be all right. It's going to go leave, right? You go and believe with all your heart.
Now there's something strange. The lady is some sort of a worker, or something in a choir. No, she's got some kind of a robe, women. And it's a four square church that you're associated with. You are a teacher in the four square church. That's exactly right. And you're losing your voice. And therefore, you cannot teach anymore. And you come from Chicago, and I see someone you're shaking hands with, an elderly man that's a little bald. It's Brother Bosworth. You know Brother Bosworth, they're associated with him. Now I see a lady that I know. It's a lady, it's a Mrs. D'Amico. You're some way associated with Miss D'Amico. That is the truth. That thus saith the Lord.
That's right.
You believe now? Go and receive your healing in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Have faith. If thou canst, how many believe? Just believe. If that is in Christ, the resurrection is the same yesterday, today, and forever. I just want you to relax yourself and just feel that you're near our Lord. And I feel that I'm near our Lord, and I know He's here. And when He comes near, well, He'll speak and say what is wrong and all about it. And if you believe now with all your heart, you accept this as being the truth. You do. Sister, standing near you now is darkness, and you're suffering with a heart trouble. Isn't that right? And you've had another ailment. You're extremely nervous too, aren't you, sister? Yes, you are. You have get weak quickly, very weak. Weak spells, like I said. But you've prayed much about this to be healed. Isn't that true? What do you think of that now? Did you hear that voice speaking? That was my voice, but it wasn't me speaking it. That was something else. I heard it. Now, was that the truth, what I told you? Is that the truth? No way in the world I would know all that only through God. Is that right? Now, do you accept me as His servant? All right, will you obey and do what I tell you to do in the Lord then? If He'll let me know what has been, He would let me know what will be. Now you go home and just don't even say you ever had a heart trouble, and you're going to get well. Well. God bless you, my sister. Now go, and the Lord Jesus bless thee and make thee well. All right. I ever one just as reverent as you can be. Our sister, do you believe that I have been truthful and honest about these things?
I surely do.
You do. Yes, I perceive that you're a good believer. I say that so I can contact or have a conversation with you. just to talk to you. And I don't know you. If I ever seen you, I don't know it. But then I'm just trying to enough to I can see what's wrong with you. And then ask God to help you. And about that, I just had to keep talking until he takes over. It's near. Now, you're conscious that there's something near you now. Isn't that right? And just in the last few moments, or few seconds, you begin to feel kind of a sacred awe. Isn't that right? Now, that is your faith. It's coming in contact with the angel of the Lord, which is pulling it down on me. You believe me. You'd like to get rid of that tumor, wouldn't you? Wouldn't you love it? Do you believe if I'll ask him, you will? Come, sister. Our Heavenly Father, I pray thee to be merciful to our sister and to bless her, and may she be healed tonight in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. You also had other things that were wrong, but you're all right. Let us say praise the Lord. How do you, lady? Come right this way, if you will. I just want to be close to you. I'm trying to keep conscious to be near this microphone so that when he goes to speaking, I don't know how loud my voice is, so that I will know. See, you have a very straight look, lady. You believe the Lord Jesus with all your heart. You believe in the Holy Spirit. Do you believe me as his servant?
Yes, I do.
You do. I believe that you're telling me truth. And there, I see your trouble. You have stomach trouble. Isn't that right? It's a nervous condition. It's caused the stomach trouble to come on. It's an ulcer, it's right in the bottom of the stomach. You have burn and it's sour in your stomach and so forth, making it a kind of unpleasant.
Yes,
isn't that right? And smothered sometimes and laid down. It might make your heart flutter because
yes,
it isn't that right.
True.
Sometimes you've wondered if it wasn't heart trouble,
yes,
but it isn't. But I'm not reading your mind. I'm telling you what is truth. Is that right? I see you raise up in bed sometime, you know, like that. Now, do you believe that God will make you well?
Yes, I do.
Let me have you. Our Heavenly Father, thou hast said whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. What you bind on earth will be bound in heaven. I ask thee to be merciful to our sister and to loose her from the stomach trouble tonight. And may she go and be well in the name of Jesus Christ, I ask it. Amen.
Amen.
Yes. See, at this time, you feel so that you would know. While I was looking on the vision, there's many things seems to be wrong with you.
That's true.
Isn't it? But, sister dear, it isn't as much as you think it is. It lays within one thing, and that's your age, you see, for the menopause premature. Go ahead. You're going to be all right now. Go on, eat this, act like you always did. Let us say praise be to God. Sister, before I look at you, I want you to come right, you just come right around here by my back like this. I ask some time, now I want you just to believe with all your heart so that someone know that said, look, you look them in the eye, Brother Branham. That doesn't, you think I don't know you're saying that? Oh, yes, I do. Yes, I do. It's not me, it's our Heavenly Father. He knew their thoughts. And that's the reason we're covering this up. Now, sister dear, I'm not looking at your eye, but I want you to ask you something. Do you believe that what I have told is the truth? All right, you've been suffering with a nervous trouble, haven't you? All right, go and be well. Jesus Christ maketh thee. Oh, go and don't think no more about it. Just rejoice and be happy.
Yes. But I came up here for him.
That's exactly it. You're nervous. It's a real nervous condition, and you want to live a close life, and Satan's telling you you can't do it. You go on and do it in the name of the Lord Jesus. Let's say praise the Lord with all our heart. Now,
just stalling for time. I'm not. I'm trying to get into the Spirit of God. And you're a believer.
Yes.
I perceive that you are a Christian now.
I am.
And you're deep in trouble, sister.
Yes, I am.
You're suffering. You must.
I do suffer.
You, yes, it's cancer.
I had cancer.
Yes, ma'am. And you've, say, you're a stranger here.
That's right.
You've come a long way.
Yes.
You're from a large city where these hardwood grows. Isn't that right?
That's right. From
isn't there a lake or, let me say Chicago. Would that be about right? That's
Evanston.
Right. All right, sir. You go back to Chicago and forget you were ever sick. You're going home to be a well woman. My sister, dear. Yes, ma'am. Yes. Yes,
a miracle. I said if I ever got to you, Brother Graham, and that God could put back the growth that the cancer.
God bless you, my sister, and go. Now, she's just a little weak because the vision was strong upon her. Good evening, sister.
Good evening, Brother Graham.
Do you believe with all your heart? You're a very fine person. But you've had a lot of trouble, haven't you, sister? You got an inward trouble now, isn't that right?
Yes.
Say, you just went through recently an operation, haven't you?
Yes.
Two doctors. I see a thin-looking man. Somebody was very friendly. One man seems to have a little gray hair.
Yes.
Isn't that right?
Yes.
I believe he was in his office. I see a lot of little tools laying to the side. Is that true?
Yes.
And I believe that was a gallstone operation or something, wasn't it? Or something, the gallbladder or something?
I had a gallbladder operation, but that wasn't the last one, the recent one.
You've had another one. I
yes.
see that. It must have been tumor or something.
Yes.
Isn't that right? Tumor is right. Go, sister. You're in the trouble, sister. We believe you. You're going to be well. God bless you, my sister. Go and be well. Everybody be real reverent. Have faith in God. And God shall bring it to pass. Do you believe that? Now, just a little longer. It's just a few minutes until 10. If you'll just wait, this is my last night here. Please, just everyone, when you move or stir, it just shakes me. Now, I lose the anointing so quickly. The Holy Spirit is very timid. How many knows that? Very timid. If you'll just be reverent just a little while longer, I'll dismiss the audience, if you will, because it shakes me so bad. Just be reverent, if you will. All right, everybody reverend, and you bring the man along. Good evening, sir. What do you think of all of this?
It's the truth.
It's just the truth. And you would love to be made well, wouldn't you? You've desired it for a long time. Isn't that right?
That's right.
And you are wanting to know, wondering, is what I'm going to say now. I'm not reading your mind, but I can feel that pulling like that. All right. Will you accept and believe what I tell you? If I know, you know I know nothing of you, my brother. And if the Holy Spirit, by His servant, will speak and tell you your conditions or so forth, whatever it is, then you'll accept it with all your heart. Isn't that right? There it was, heart trouble. Is that right? Go and get well. Jesus Christ, thank you. Oh, let's say praise the Lord, everyone.
Say this, Lord Jesus, come into my heart. Move all the shadows down. This old moth-eaten robe of doubt, I cast it away. I wrap myself by faith in the Holy Ghost. I'm the seed of Abraham. I call those things which were not as though they were. I believe I'm healed. I confess Christ.
Satan, come out of this people!